Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Deborah Seiler, the CEO and co-founder at Tower Education Technologies. Tower is a global ed tech company that helps colleges and universities of all types and sizes break down barriers to virtualize and globalize higher education. Deborah, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So if you would, tell us about yourself and the company you are leading to kick things off today.
Yeah, well, Tower Education Technologies was born out of a desire to empower people to really transform their lives through education. We were founded in 2017. We were headquartered in Boca Raton, Florida, with our team across the U.S., the Caribbean, and South America. We can be found online at www.toweredtech.com. We're getting ready for release one in mid-August, too, so we've got some exciting things coming up, Eric.
And certainly timely to be ready for the new school year. Now, what was the one thing that led you to develop the Inspired platform, and who do you see benefiting the most from this platform?
So Inspired, we were inspired to build it, because we're looking at globalization of education and really the internationalization of it, not just in higher ed or traditional and non-traditional or online in class with an instructor or distance learning in class themselves. What we're trying to do is build out a platform for lifelong learning. Who benefits from this, quite honestly, is everybody. It's a unified platform that first benefits higher education institutions in really being able to provide great services, not only to their faculty and students, but also to alumni and communities. What Inspired does is it enables institutions and their faculty to expand their horizons kind of beyond the current paradigm, right? I mean, COVID has really brought forth a lot of challenges and opportunities. And the first thing I want to talk about in the Inspired platform, so Inspired, think of it as Inspired holds all the reporting and the security, right? That's the overarching layer. And then underneath that is Collaborated, which is our professional engagement solution. And this takes like-minded faculty members and gives them a place where they can really collaborate, right? Co-creating courses, curricula, participating in peer reviews, stuff like that. There's nothing like that on the market right now. In Connected, right, our students are better equipped to brandish skills in the world and be better world citizens. Connected, which is our student information center system, manages the student life cycle from recruitment. Basically, you're not out of high school yet. Through admissions, you've applied, and the institution is evaluating your selection to course registration, whether the course is available and you've met the prerequisites. We also have Blended, which is our learning management system. Now, this is where the classes are delivered. They have discussion groups. Quizzes can be taken there. And papers can be uploaded for grading. Now, Blended may seem like the hot thing right now, right, with COVID and all of that, but it runs deeper than that. Faculty can see their rosters and grade books. They can engage with their students on their assignments and discussions. Inspired is also great for administrators because they're going to have actionable intelligence so they can make those imperative decisions reasonably and with really good data at their fingertips.
And that's quite a resource. Thanks for breaking that down for us. Now, what are the challenges that your platform Inspired addresses, and how is your solution different from others in your space?
Well, so the challenges, right, that were presented pre-COVID and will evolve because of COVID are certainly, a couple stand out for me. The first one being institutional effectiveness, right? And this is really an institution's ability to deliver to their students and faculty efficiently and effectively, meaning, you know, are we getting the outcomes we said we'd get, right? Those questions. These outcomes can be around recruitment, retention, growth, and graduation rates. Are the students engaged? And that leads me to my second one, student engagement. Do the students feel like they have a personal experience at the institution? Are they actively participating? Are they learning with passion? Those types of things that seem to be the qualitative side of learning. And what's historically happened in technology has kind of been a one-size-fits-all, right? You have a program for this, and this is all that it's for, and you have a program for that, and another for another outcome to be measured. But very much like education, Inspired isn't a one-size-fits-all. I think we realized that when we started doing research and development a couple of years ago, we've built Inspired to be fully customizable. So we key in on things like actionable intelligence for deans and administrators so that they can holistically plan those programs and operations in real time. And the benefits of that really come from our partnership also with AHEA. Now, AHEA is the American Higher Education Alliance, and they can be found at ahealliance.org, and that's AHEALLIANCE.org. And what they've done is they've distilled years in the higher education field and developed resources and templates that we house in the platform around those best practices for student engagement in online learning. If you think about it, taking some of the hard sciences and putting it online is probably more challenging than some of your typical lecture classes. So that partnership is really paying off, and that's really how it's different. We've partnered with an organization that has developed these wonderful resources in our platform. Great question. Thank you.
Certainly sounds like you have a lot of awesome things going on there at Tower Education Technologies. Today we're joined by Deborah Seiler, the CEO and co-founder of Tower Education Technologies, a global ed tech company that helps colleges and universities of all types and sizes break down barriers to virtualize and globalize higher education. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, looking at COVID-19, what's the impact of COVID-19's pandemic on your company, Tower Education Technologies, and also on the ed tech industry as a whole?
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. So for Tower, one of the things that we had to do, because we kind of had a roadmap for how we wanted to release the technology, what we did, we had our benchmarks and the types of activities we were going to do. And fortunately, we were planning multiple releases at the same time. So we didn't necessarily use a waterfall approach, meaning release one is this and release two is that. It was, here are all the things, all the functions and features we want in the platform. And it was really just reprioritizing those things, because we had originally planned for release one to be for study abroad. Well, I think as everyone can agree, COVID brought study abroad to a screeching halt, or stay in place at the very least. So we had to shift a little bit into a more collaborative focused, kind of developing that, the original content, that these institutions can certainly deliver, into 2021. As far as ed tech goes, you know, there was a July 20th TechCrunch profile around how ed tech is no longer optional. I couldn't agree more. COVID really brought remote learning to the forefront. So when I think about CIOs, they had a challenge and an opportunity in front of them that may not have had a totality event included in their planning. But also an opportunity in that they can assess their delivery posture moving forward, right? So what we had done is we had planned for all learning types in our platform, whether it's online, distance, traditional or non-traditional. Fortunately, we were agile enough to make that shift based on the pandemic and the fact that we had already planned for certain things. It was just moving some pieces around. We were very fortunate.
Well, just on the news today, I saw that they made mention of the education field being the most hit and impacted in the history of education by the COVID-19 pandemic, and you guys are really making it happen and shifting the gears and putting things in place that folks can tap into, and I think it's quite awesome on your part in Tower Education Technologies. What can we expect looking ahead to see from Tower in the future?
Yeah, so quite a bit, actually. We've already begun working on Release 2. Like I said, we had all of our functions and features laid out, and we've already started working on Release 2 without Release 1 being out there yet. And Release 2 is really going to include those things that we had to realign, of course, due to COVID. Release 2 is going to be, it's going to be broader and deeper, and we're going to be working on expanding those solutions and gaining even more efficiencies for the faculty and students. One of the great things is the simplicity. So when I say broader and deeper, I don't want you to think heavier and cumbersome. I want you to think about things that are very easy from a user experience perspective, right? Making sure that those success metrics really bubble up for the institutions, faculty, and students, getting those further developed and prevalent as well. You know, those metrics like recruitment and retention and graduation rate, alumni cultivation. Also putting some of the power back in the hands of the students. You know, one of the things that happened to me when I was in college 1,000 years ago, is I wanted to change my major, and I felt like I had to keep chasing the answer because it was different depending on who you asked. And this platform is really going to put the power back in the hands of the student in being able to determine their best path forward, right, and what that looks like. So again, just empowering the faculty, the administrators, and the students to create a better world post-COVID. Thanks, Eric. Great questions.
Well, Deborah, you're more than welcome and really appreciate all you're doing in the education space through Tower Education Technologies. If you would, hit that website once again where listeners can get further information online.
Yes, we are at www.toweredtech.com. That's TOWEREDTECH.com.
And of course, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast of Further Aid as well. Again, Deborah, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Deborah Seiler, the CEO and co-founder at Tower Education Technologies, a global ed tech company that helps colleges and universities of all types and sizes break down barriers to virtualize and globalize higher education. And for further information, visit TowerEdTech.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.